We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
The Dan Bernstein Show on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score.
Well, the one thing you get with Robert is, you know, when you watch that tape, is he embodies everything that Coach Eberflus wants in terms of rushing the passer, the effort, the motor, tenacity. So right now he's a part of the plans. I'm excited about Robert. You know, in terms of moves and all of that, you know, this league's crazy. You know, I can't rule anything out and give absolutes, but I want him on the team. And, you know, we'll see how everything happens as we move forward, but I'm excited about it.
Okay, well, that is a general manager in Ryan Poles, who on the Scorers Morning Show with Mully and Haw was seemingly keeping up the potential trade value, because you don't want to say, yeah, he's 32, he's coming off a best year, of course we'd love to move him, he doesn't fit in here right now because he's not going to be on the team when we get good again. Can't say that. So you know why he said what he said. However, at the time, I responded by asking the same question I've been asking. If you're going to trade Mac, why wouldn't you trade the guy older than Mac? Why wouldn't you trade it coming off a record-setting season? He doesn't fit right now. I mean, it's fine to have him, but if you could turn him into something that gets you closer to winning a Super Bowl, it's an imperative. It's not just something you should do or want. It's something you have to do. So, CBSSports.com's Jason LaConfora writes this. I continue to hear that Robert Quinn wants out of Chicago. And who could blame him? And there are a host of interested teams. Bears brass has told everyone he ain't going anywhere. He actually wrote that. But they will keep asking, and that's not lost on the veteran defensive end. The Bears look hapless. They dealt fellow veteran pass rusher Khalil Mack already, and Akeem Hicks doesn't seem likely at all to be back. Team is in transition under new management. Quinn is coming off a monster season with 18.5 sacks. He just turned 32. He wants to win. He's also an absolute steal this season at $13 million. If he gets dealt, the next team would likely sweeten the pot for him with incentives, if nothing else. If the Bears are as bad as I expect, this will only fester, and he could end up being the prize of the trade deadline market, if nothing else, fetching more than Von Miller a year ago, I believe. Says likely outcome trade. I don't know about that. What was it? Was it 2 seconds? Do you remember exactly what?
A second and a third for him, but there was also like a ton of money that went with that, where essentially the Rams were paying Von Miller the minimum,
right?
Because that's all they could afford to do. So they kicked up the round value of that second pick a little bit for the money aspect of it.
The other, I also wouldn't want to incur the risk of injury by just hoping he matches last year's production up to the deadline. I would rather take a little bit less in trade, get a little bit less back than try to squeeze every last drop, holding him, presuming he's going in this new system that he's going to match last year. I think there's the variables this year of hand on the ground, new position, new terminology, one gap versus two gap, everything you want to say. If I've got last year's performance banked and my most recent performance and he's healthy, I would trade him right damn now. And even if there's, you know, you're saying you're getting 90 cents on the dollar in return, fine, because that's better than nothing. If you're going to run the risk of holding onto him too long and he gets a high ankle sprain, or holding on to him too long and he's not quite seemingly the same guy in this offense, and he's 32. And just the vagaries and variability of being a year older in a league that's not kind to older players, I wouldn't wait. I would not make this a deadline thing and presume that the asset is going to have the same value at the deadline.
So what's your threshold then? I know you said if it's 90%, like if let's say for sake of argument, it's being offered right now is a straight two. Is that a done deal?
I don't know. He is so inexpensive because you take the money aspect out of it, the teams are going to be able to likely to fit him in relatively easily. A second round pick right now. The answer is I don't know, because I don't know. I can't feel an NFL trade market in quite the same way, because it does seem to be. It depends year to year, and so many of the things that we used to sort of hold as these sacrosanct value matrices just don't exist anymore. So I don't know. It sounds a second sounds good.
Absolutely. When, especially considering where we were a year ago today.
Right.
A year ago today, we would take that in a heartbeat.
Right. Before he had a record-setting season, but you got to move him. You got to move him.
Yeah.
And I would not begrudge Ryan Poles if right now, by the end of the show, we get the news that he's been traded for a second-round pick. I ain't going to be mad. Right. Because I'm not going to say, well, you could have gotten more. I don't know. Because it could have ended up being nothing. If that were what my response would probably be positive.
But if the highest pick was not a second, that might be in theory, that could be a threshold that'd be worth holding on to him for now.
I guess it sounds like a second sounds right. But
sure.
But what if it's 2/3?
Yeah.
I don't know. I mean, there's different ways of thinking about it. But I think I'd be cool with that.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.